for people that haven't read the book, there's one story in particular that if you'd like to, I would love for you to share it, because it was at a moment in your career where you were kind of on the upper mid-card, and your career could have went either of one way. You could have been like a steady mid-carder, or you could have like propelled yourself to become, you know, the superstar that we know that you did become. But you were in the car with Dusty Rhodes and a couple of other guys, and you got offered something and you turned it down, and it kind of made a huge impact. Can you just talk about that story for us?
Well, you know, just before I start doing it, though, this is the most important decision I made in my life. And this is the reason why I got to replace Bruno Sammartino, the greatest wrestler ever in the history of the business. If I would have not made this decision, I wouldn't have got anywhere. Anyway, we're down in Atlanta, Georgia. We just got done wrestling. I wrestled Jack Briscoe that night for the NWA title. And a group of people asked me if I wanted to go with them. And back then, you had to have the people that had been in the business, you had to have them be your friends, because they're the ones that had the contacts with you to the promoters. And I was in the car. We were riding around Atlanta, Georgia on a sort of a bypass. It took a half an hour to go around the whole city. or an hour, I should say. Anyway, they started smoking marijuana. And I rolled my window down. And then the driver rolled the window back up. And I was sitting there, and I sat there for a little while longer. And I didn't care whether they did marijuana. I didn't want to be there. Anyway, I tried to roll my window down, and the driver locked the window in the back seat where I was sitting. And I sat there for a little while longer. You know, I thought about pretending that I was doing marijuana with it. I thought about pretending just to make them be my friends. But I learned something about peer pressure in eighth grade, and I did something like that. I thought I'd make these guys my friends by doing something wrong. It was the worst decision I ever made in my life, and I remembered that. So I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give in to their peer pressure. They wanted me to fit in with their group. And you don't want to fit in with anybody's group. You want to be an individual. And I asked them to stop the car, and they wouldn't stop the car. I wanted to get out. I wanted to walk home. And I didn't know where the heck I was. I don't know how long it would have taken me to get home. Probably a long, long time.
Yeah.
Anyway, they pulled over to go in a nightclub. I walked home that night. I didn't get home till 8:30 in the morning. And my wife was expecting me about maybe a 1 o'clock at the most. And she was crying when I got home. And I told her what happened, and she was very happy. She gave me a hug. And I want to tell you why that was the best decision that I ever made in my life. Vince McMahon Sr. and all the promoters knew when Vince wants a wrestler to be the champion, he has to be a good guy out of the ring, better than in the ring. All the promoters knew that. And when I made that decision to walk away and not try to fit in with these guys, that got around to everybody in the business. Back then, if you tell a wrestler, it was like telling a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
So every promoter knew that I walked away from the top guys in the business, and I was just getting started. And then in 1977, when Vince McMahon Sr. was calling some people up, actually the promoters, and saying, I want to have an All-American boy to replace Bruno Sammartino. And that was a few years after what happened in the car. The promoters remembered that I turned them down. If that promoter would have sent one of those guys that were in the car and they were doing that and they would have done that in his territory, Vince would have been very mad at the promoter that sent that guy to him.
Oh, sure.
They said, Bob Backlund's the best guy to do that. Every promoter said my name to Vince McMahon Sr., and Vince McMahon Sr. didn't know me. But every promoter that he called said my name because I made this decision to stand up for some principles. You never bend them. And that's what made my whole career. And I'll never forget that. And I never talked to the people that were in the car after that about it. I never questioned them. I didn't care if they did it or not. I said, it's not healthy for you. And a lot of them are gone right now because of it.